What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. Now, if this is your first time joining me on my podcast space, then welcome, welcome, okay? A Great Life is all about enhancing your perspective through God's Word, elevation, and life's experiences. It is my goal and my passion that whomever is called to my voice will grow in mindset and will bloom into whoever God has called them to be. So again, welcome, welcome. And may God bless you and keep you. And may you receive whatever it is you're meant to receive in this episode. Amen. Now, typically this podcast is all about the storytelling experience. But today, I want to teach about God's love. What it is, how we recognize it, and how we walk in it on a daily basis so that we can make sound choices and have great reactions and ultimately live a great life without strife. So, sit back, relax, and let's get into it. So the big question is, what is God's love? And how do I become a replica of it? Now, in order to answer those questions, we must first visit Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, which states, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So let's dig a little deeper into this scripture, because in the words of Travis Green, you can't just read the Bible. You gotta read the Bible. Now, first and foremost, God is a God of introduction. What I mean by this is he will let us know who he is based on what you need him to reflect. For example, he may come as the great I am, like he did with Moses, or he may come as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Jehovah Nissi, the conqueror, the King of glory. Honestly, it really just depends on where you are. Because God will always meet you where you're at. And that is why he says, come as you are. He really means it. Come as you are. There's an identity in God that is truly a reflection of where you are. Now, because he's our Father in heaven, it's only right that he teaches us not only how to introduce ourselves, but what we need to reflect when we walk into any room. And he does this by showing us the proper characteristics that we must carry in order to be a proper reflection of him, or specifically his love. In our case, God is saying, if you want to be the benefactor of his love, you must first be patient and kind. Meaning when you walk into a room, when you're introducing yourself to others, or as I like to say, when you're embarking in your first impression, your introduction, who you represent, should be a person of patience and kindness. Now, obviously, it's not always easy to be patient or kind for various reasons, but it is possible to become an embodiment of both of those things. And it starts with speaking and believing them for yourself. So, because practice makes perfect, repeat after me. Hello, I am patient and I am kind. It is nice to meet you. Paris, why is this even important? Like, I get it, patience and kindness, but let's be real. Some people don't deserve my patience or my kindness. And I get it. That's a great question. But also think of it this way. God always gives us things when we're not deserving. His timing is never our timing. And to be quite frank, if God only loved us when we deserved it, I don't know. I think that goes without saying. So it's not a matter of whether people deserve your patience or your kindness. It's just to say, God is saying, if you really want to live, truly live, yes, we have the breath of life, but if you truly want to live, just start off by being patient and kind. In the words of Corinthians 13:2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could move mountains, but have no love, I am nothing. Or in 2024 language, what does it matter if you have great success and riches but have no love? What does it matter if you have a marriage but have no love? What does it matter if you have everything you can imagine under the sun but have no love? Then there's no real profit. So repeat after me. Hello, I am patient. I am kind. Now, the second thing we learn in this scripture is the heart posture we must carry as children of God, or as I see it, a personal declaration we need to declare over ourselves daily, because as a man thinketh, so is he. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. And that declaration is, I do not boast. I am not proud. I do not dishonor. I am not self-seeking. I am not easily angered. I keep no record of wrongs. I do not delight in evil, but rejoice in truth. Last but not least, by understanding how to introduce ourselves and how to speak life into our beings, the God of Covenant grants us a promise over our lives, which is protection, trust, hopefulness, perseverance, and never failing. In other words, God's hand is our hand when we walk in his identity and declaration called love. Or in 2024 language, if you want to move mountains, walk in love. If you want to free your family from spiritual or financial bondage, walk in love. If you want better results in life, walk in love. Love. His promise is clear, and his requirements are even clearer. Becoming God's love on earth is his desire for us because it allows us to actually live in his glory. It allows us to live in his goodness and all of the abundance he actually has for us in the land of the living. God's thoughts for us are good and not evil. They are to prosper us. They are to give us hope and a future. They are thoughts of joy, peace, and wisdom. They are the head and not the tail. They are the win and not the fail. Okay, so with all that being said, it's only right that we do the full declaration together and speak God's greatness over our lives. Hello, I am patient. I am kind. I do not boast. I am not proud. I do not dishonor. I am not self-seeking. I am not easily angered. I keep no record of wrongs. I do not delight in evil, but rejoice in truth. Because of this declaration, I am protected. I am trusted. I am hopeful. I will always persevere, and I will never fail, because you deserve to live a great life.